I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey Series. There's nothing quite like a bowl of chips and some salsa, that, by the way, originated among the Inca people. Early on, salsa included tomatoes with chili peppers and ground squash seeds, used as a condiment for various poultry and fish dishes. In the mid-1500s, salsa had become well-established. Then there's the other salsa version called salsa dance, which has its own unique origins.
Jardinero, ven, dime qué ha pasado con mi linda Valeria, la flor del Edén.
Salsa dance as a genre is a musical fusion centered on Afro-Cuban music with elements from other unique Latin American styles. New York City is where the form was primarily created, beginning in the 1940s and 50s. However, it didn't receive its moniker until the 1960s as a growing musical movement toward salsa inspired its growing popularity when the 1970s rolled in.
Jardinero, ven, dime qué ha pasado con mi linda Valeria, la flor del Edén.
Historical references affirm that salsa is grounded in son cubano. This Afro-Cuban music style evolved with Cuban musicians of Bantu descent whose ancestors were enslaved and transported to Cuba. The Bantu represents several hundred indigenous ethnic groups covering a wide area from Central Africa, Southern Africa, and Southeast Africa. The development of salsa evolved from Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban dance styles circulating in the nightclubs and ballrooms of San Juan and La Habana, Cuba. Groups that play salsa range in size from quartets to massive big bands. Salsa ensembles feature many instruments including bongos, claves, conga drums, timbales, sometimes multiple trumpets, marimbula, that's a large box-shaped thumb piano-like percussive instrument that you sit on while you play it, the scraping sound of the giro, cowbells, botahuela, wind-blown jug, maracas, and one or more soneros, lead singers. Arguably, conga and bongo drums are the most popular percussive instruments in Afro-Cuban music making. Evidence holds that the enslaved Africans introduced both instruments to the regions of eastern Cuba in the 19th century. Today, they are an essential dimension in several styles found in the broad canon of Cuban music, especially within their North American adoption, showcased in salsa. As the roar of the 1920s began to fade, salsa and many other Latin music forms started to glean airtime on U.S. radio stations. And despite what some say was salsa's apex of popularity in the U.S. in the 1970s, others argue that it remains one of the most popular dance music styles not only in the U.S., but around the globe. This is likely a result of salsa's festive nature, upbeat tempo, and danceable feel that today still adds some much-needed spice to life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.